Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal this week, many marriages and relationships are being tested by men's insistence on doing what?
This doesn't have to do with sex, right? That's too obvious.
It's got nothing to do with flossing.
It's got nothing to do with flossing.
Does it involve food?
No, I'll give you a hint. It does involve technology because you want a lot of pockets to carry around your phones and your...
Wait, so something that men do that involves pockets?
Lots of them.
Lots of them?
Yeah.
Lots of pockets? Lots cargo of pants?
Cargo pants, yes.
Oh.
Specifically, cargo shorts. According to the Wall Street Journal, cargo shorts are putting undue strain in relationships around the world. Men are reporting that their wives are actually stealing their cargo shorts from their closets and throwing them out.
Really?
I hear only feminine applause. Woman, this is a terrible idea. If you want to make sure that your husband never attracts the attention of another woman, let him keep the shorts.
Do you wear cargo shorts?
I do not.
Right. My husband doesn't either. Do you, Podcast?
No.
Why would I do that?
I don't find...
Bobcat is trying to figure out how he can get out of this theater without, like, standing up.
Cargo shorts are just...
He never left. I think he's a mermaid because we couldn't see him from the bottom.
No, cargo shorts are like the minivans of clothing for men. They show that you're into utility, capacity, and are no longer interested in sex.
Pair them with sandals, and
exactly.
You'll never need birth control. Guys.
And socks. I love this. One fashion guru quoted by the Wall Street Journal says that cargo shorts are not cool because, quote, James Bond would never wear them, unquote. Really? Has he never seen Beige Finger?
What are these pants, Q? They keep women away. How do they work? Just put them on.
Faith, a farmer from Quebec says he suspects a team of hipsters stole his what?
Oh my gosh, I mean his overalls and his unicycle and his mustache and his beekeeping paraphernalia.
I didn't realize, Faith, it's been a while since we talked. I didn't realize you had moved to Williamsburg. That's great.
And it's none of those things?
None of those things.
Okay, hipster stole his...
You're sort of on the right track. I'll give you a hint. It doesn't matter whether the horse is left or not. He can't close it.
Barn?
They stole
his
half
stable?
His barn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So Claude Villeneuve is the name of the farmer up there in Quebec, and he believes a band of farm fetish hipsters stole the walls and doors
what?
Of his barn. Designers call antique wood trendy and perfect for achieving that rustic look. While Claude calls it, quote, my wood. And, and the walls of my barn.
Hello, walls.
Hello.
Hot things go for you today.